Welcome to issue 8 of your news, Autumn 2024. Front cover. Image: tenants Ern and Paul are outside in the sunshine, and they are both laughing. Ern is sat down in her wheelchair and Paul is still next to her, and they are holding hands. Paul has his other arm around the back of Ern. Paul is wearing a green t-shirt and shorts, and Ern is wearing a blue flower print dress and black cardigan with pink flowers. Headline: Garden Party. Also in this issue: Keeping Safe, page 11. Pretty Sensory Garden, page 7. Can you spot the wheelbarrows? Enter the competition on page 10. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the tenant annual review. Image: Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a blue jumper and shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. We recently spoke to our tenants, Ern and Paul, pictured on the front cover, at the opening party at their refurbished home in Penwortham, Lancashire. Find out more about the garden party on page 9. On pages 12 to 15 you can read our tenant annual review for 2023-24. It tells you about the work that we have done during the year. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. You said, we did. After hearing feedback from the support provider and tenants at two large housing schemes in South London, we decided to talk about introducing a caretaking service. We understood that managing the schemes, with things like repairs, contractors, and grounds maintenance, was taking up too much time and taking the staff's time away from tenants. Following our consultation in January 2024, we introduced a caretaking service, and it has been a huge success. Virtual Hub Update. Our virtual hub group met in May. Annette Stevens, Operations Director at RWP, explained why we are no longer using the contractor bell for repairs and that we are using different contractors whilst we look for a permanent arrangement. We talked about the great news that housing officers are increasing to at least 2 visits a year, and tenants shared their thoughts on the new tenant committee. What happens at the virtual hub group? The virtual hub group is your chance to meet other tenants and have a chat. The meetings last an hour, and we would love to see more people at our next event. You can join our Microsoft Teams meeting on your computer, mobile app, or room device. If you need help, please ask your support worker or contact the customer voice team on 03333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. We will put a reminder on Facebook when the next meeting is. Make sure you follow our Facebook page for news and updates. Look for Reside with Progress. We will also share a reminder on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Page 3. George's Love of Creative Gardening. Image: a scarecrow in a garden, which is made out of a grey pillowcase and it has a face drawn on it. It has a yellow shirt on it. There is a wooden fence behind, with green leaves and trees. We love to see your creations and gardening. George enjoys spending time in his garden at his home in South London. He has been busy creating a fantastic scarecrow, with RWP caretaker Nigel to add to his garden. Working together, Nigel made the scarecrow's body out of old clothes donated to the scheme and packaging materials. George made the head from an old pillowcase, stuffed it with packing foam and drew a scary face on it. The scarecrow has already made the night staff jump. If, like George, you really enjoy creative gardening or have another hobby, let us know. You can email us at rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. We would love to hear about hobbies that you enjoy and share your stories in future issues of your news. Image: plastic flowers that blow in the wind. One is red and blue, and one is green and yellow. There are green leaves, a wooden fence behind the plastic flowers, and a stone water fountain, and a pile of wood. Page 4. Gardening service. We provide a garden maintenance service for many of our homes, mainly where there is a communal garden. This service is paid for in your rent. Those who pay for this service will receive 2 gardening visits a month during April to September, and 1 visit a month from October to March. Image: 2 green bushes. During these visits, our gardeners will carry out one of these tasks, and sometimes more. Cutting grass March and October, mow once a month. April to September, mow twice a month. November to February, mow as needed due to extended growth periods. Hedges, plants, and trees, trim hedges, small tree maintenance, prune shrubs, border maintenance, prune climbing plants. Sweeping and weeding, clear hard surfaces, sweep, weed, apply weed killer, clear up leaves. Reporting a garden concern: if there is anything in your garden that you are worried about or you think needs looking at, then please talk to your housing officer. You can see the list of our housing officers and the areas they cover on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Housing officers. Find out more about our gardening service on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Your home, your garden. Image: a wheelbarrow. Have your say. Image: a speakerphone. The contracts team is currently reviewing the service it provides. You can share your feedback or ideas on how it could be better. Send an email to contractsteam@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 5. Enter our creative competition. Image: a pot of coloring pencils is on a table. There is a drawing of an elephant which a person is coloring in. Hands are in the image and a green pencil is in one hand and on the paper. Do you like to draw, paint or make things? Or maybe you like writing poems or taking photos? If so, you can enter our creative competition. The theme is living your best life, and the competition is about why your home is special. You might want to draw a picture of the view from your window or paint a picture of your garden. You could take a photo of your favorite part of your home or your local park where you go for walks. If you love baking or doing crafts, then you could send in a photo of that too. There are lots of ways you can be creative and enter the competition. There are 3 categories that you can enter: photography, poetry, creative work, including crafts, baking, or making things. These are the prizes you could win. First prize, £30 multi-shopping voucher. Second prize, £20 multi-shopping voucher. Third prize, £15 multi-shopping voucher. The closing date for entries is midnight on Thursday, the 31st of October 2024. RWP is part of Progress Housing Group, which is running this creative competition as part of its 30th anniversary celebrations. The competition is open to all tenants. How to enter? Ask your support worker or a family member to help you enter the competition. Send us your photography or poetry, or a photo of your creative work, as a JPG or PNG attachment, max size 50 megabytes, via the competition webpage, which is progressgroup.org.uk/get-involved/ways-to-get-involved/living-your-best-life. Please include your name, age, address, and a brief description of your entry. Photos of entries can be posted to Creative Competition, Progress Housing Group, Sumner House, King Street, Leyland, PR252LW. Please tell us that you are an RWP tenant. Page 6. New supported living home in Blackburn. Image: a wheelbarrow. Our new supported living home in Blackburn has been fitted with a new bathroom, and work has been done on the garden to meet the needs of tenants David, Azor, and Samid. A garden for relaxing. The garden has a patio area which tenants and staff will be able to enjoy. New gates have been fitted so that the property is safe and secure. New guttering has been added to the property for good drainage. Image: a garden with a patio and grass and green bushes. Changes for tenants. Changes have been made to the property so that it is easier for moving around. A new bathroom and wet room have been fitted and leveled pathways have been installed. Corridors and doors have also been widened so that there is enough space to move around. Each bedroom has had power for a track hoist installed, too. Image: a kitchen with grey floor, white cupboards, grey tiles and three windows. Keeping household bills down. An insulated floor, new radiators, and deep loft insulation help the property to stay warm. Solar panels have also been fitted, which will help to keep energy bills down. Image: a bathroom with a white bath, white tiles, white sink, white toilet. Page 7. Creating a sensory garden. A beautiful sensory garden has been created by one of our supported living schemes in South London. It has been decorated with wind chimes and bug houses. Creating the sensory garden. The beautiful sensory garden has been created with the help of RWP caretaker Nigel, support staff and the local scout group. I am really looking forward to seeing the difference this will make to all our tenants' sensory needs, and I have particularly enjoyed chatting through the plans with George, one of our fantastic tenants, says Nigel. Sensory experiences. The sensory garden is designed to stimulate one or more of the senses, such as sight, smell, sound, taste, and touch. It supports well-being as the garden encourages people to use all of their senses to enjoy nature around them. The local scout group have volunteered their time and helped by making decorations, such as wind chimes, windmills, and bug houses, which create wonderful sounds, movement, and color in the garden. Image: a flower bed next to the outside of a building. It has pink, red, and white flowers, and a green plant. There is a wooden fence and gate. Getting close to butterflies and plants. A butterfly house was added to the garden, and tenants have been enjoying the colors and movement of the butterflies dancing around them. RWP provided the walk-in polytunnel that has been used to create the butterfly house. Tenants will be able to experience the sights and smells and sensations of the plants whilst enjoying watching the butterflies moving around the plants. Image: RWP caretaker Nigel in the butterfly house. He is smiling and has a butterfly on one finger. Local community tenants at the scheme are being supported to adopt hedgehogs from a local rescue centre, which will help to support the tenants' well-being and provide a learning environment for looking after animals. Image: wind chimes are hanging in a garden. The wind chimes have been decorated with paint in different colours: pink, blue, yellow, green. Green bushes and leaves in the background. Sustainable materials. Support staff from Choice Support at the scheme will help tenants engage with and enjoy the wildlife and sensory environment in the garden. Support staff will provide materials for the compost bin and hedgehog house that can be upcycled, such as wooden pallets, and so helping to contribute towards a sustainable environment in the garden. Page 8. Repairs update. RWP was working closely with our repairs and maintenance contractor Bell last year. We listened to feedback from tenants and colleagues about the service that was provided, and so we decided to stop working with Bell. We have put in place temporary arrangements with new contractors for our homes that receive a repairs service from us. We are pleased to say that the repairs and maintenance service has improved. Image: a wheelbarrow. We want to hear from you. We will be starting our search very soon to find permanent contractors to join us from July 2025. We are very keen to involve tenants and support providers in this important project to make sure the new contractors have the best experience in delivering an excellent service. If you would like to be involved in finding permanent contractors, please contact community@progressgroup.org.uk. David's quiz. Image: question marks. Tenant David enjoys a good brain teaser and has put together 10 questions on pop stars, sports stars, and royalty. How many can you get right? 1. By which famous stage name is the British pop star Reginald Dwight, better known as? 2. By which famous stage name is the British actor Maurice Micklewhite, better known as? 3. By which famous stage name is the British pop star Gordon Sumner CBE, better known as? 4. Which Northumbrian town gives its name to a breed of small pet dog notable for its curly hair? 5. Who succeeded Queen Elizabeth I as monarch of the English throne in 1603? 6. In which Canadian city was British female tennis player Emma Raducanu born? 7. Which US solo singer was killed when the aircraft he was flying crashed into Monterey Bay in California in 1997? 8. If a darts player hits a treble 20, a single 17 and a double 15, what would their score be? Answers: 1. Sir Elton John CHCBE, 2. Sir Michael Caine CBE, 3. Sting, 4. Bedlington, 5. King James, 6. Toronto, 7. John Denver, 8. 107. Page 9. Garden Party in Penwortham. Our new supported living home in Penwortham hosted a lovely garden party. Family, friends, and RWP staff were invited to celebrate the tenants moving in. Images: tenants Ern and Paul are outside in the sunshine, and they are both laughing. Ern is sat down in her wheelchair and Paul is still next to her, and they are holding hands. Paul has his other arm around the back of Ern. Paul is wearing a green t-shirt and shorts, and Ern is wearing a blue flower print dress and black cardigan with pink flowers. Tenant Ern is sat at a table which has food and drinks on. Ern is about to cut a slice of cake and is smiling. Support staff from South Ribble Domiciliary Service and RWP staff are stood by the table. Work took place at the home before tenants moved in to meet their needs, with things like widening of doorways, full level access, and adding specialist hoisting equipment. The tenants were involved in the choices for their home and have been able to choose their own bedroom colors, flooring, kitchen and bathroom colors, and wall finishes. The garden is a wonderful place to relax in, with seating planters added so tenants can have their own outdoor seating area. Image: tenant Ern is sat on a chair and holding up her artwork, and she is smiling. Tenants enjoy the garden party. Tenants Ern and Paul had fun at the party and they are both enjoying spending time in their new home. I like living here and there are no stairs. Support workers do everything for us. I can cook and I recently made a beautiful banana flambé. I am enjoying the party, says Paul. I like my new home because it is all downstairs. It is nice to mix with people again as where I lived before, my friend moved out, and I was lonely. I am enjoying the party, it is nice to celebrate with everyone, says Ern. Housing officer Sarah says, they all love the house and are very settled. They love the location, and shops and cafes near them. When I was last there, two of the tenants told me how much it has changed their lives as they had moved from a property where they had struggled with stairs. Page 10. Competitions. Spot the wheelbarrow competition. How many wheelbarrows can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 31st of October 2024. Write the number of wheelbarrows spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from the last issue. The winners of the Count the Daisies prize draw is Elliot from Bramcote. The winner of the Spot the Difference is Henry from Newark. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Image: a gold trophy and stars. Page 11. What to do if people are making you feel upset or worried? All images are symbols. Antisocial behavior is behavior that upsets, annoys, or harms other people. What is antisocial behavior? Image: handcuffs. Crime damaging homes and other buildings. Image: a damaged home. Damaging homes and other building. Image: a dog barking. Owning a dangerous dog as a pet or owning a dog that does not stop barking. Image: a sad face. Hurting or upsetting others. Image: a speaker with noise. Being too loud and noisy. What is bullying? Image: a man who is wearing a red and black jacket, he is smiling, and he is holding his arms together in front of him. If you make another person feel frightened or upset because of what you have done or said, this is called bullying or harassment. It might happen just once, but it could happen all the time. The person doing the bullying could be someone living in your home, or they could live somewhere else. How to fix the issue? You can try and fix the issue by first talking to the person who is doing the antisocial behavior. Please only do this if it is safe. You can report the issue to us, and we will help you get the support you need. Talk to your housing officer. If someone is upsetting you or making you feel worried in your home, speak to your housing officer about what is happening. They will be able to help you and get the support you need. You can give us a call on 033-320-2675. You can find out more information about what to if someone upsets or frightens you, in Easy Red, on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/safeguarding. Page 12. Tenant Annual Review 2023-24 Summary. All images are symbols. Welcome to your Tenant Annual Review from the 1st of April 2023 to the 31st of March 2024. This is about how we have looked after our tenants and their homes throughout the year. We have agreed 3 customer promises with our tenants. 1. We promise to maintain our properties and carry out repairs. 2. We promise to keep your community and neighborhood safe. 3. We promise to listen to your feedback and involve you in our work. The government's 4 new consumer standards make sure that housing providers like us improve how we deliver services to our tenants. The 4 standards are 1. The safety and quality standard. 2. The transparency, influence and accountability standard. 3. The neighborhood and community standard. 4. The tenancy standard. You can find out more about the standards here. www.progressgroup.org.uk/policies-left-1-right-and-reports/performance-reports-consumer-standards. Safe and sound homes. Image, a wheelbarrow. The safety and quality standard. We promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. This means that last year, we carried out over 18,500 repairs, which included 5,500 emergency repairs. 71.3 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their home is well maintained. 201 environmental improvements. For 1,228 homes. Image, sofa, bookcase, window. 89 new doors and windows. Image, a kitchen with fridge, oven, sink, cupboards. 71 new kitchens. 5 new roofs. Image, a bathroom with bath, sink, toilet. 46 new bathrooms. Image, bedroom with bed, wardrobe, boiler. 3 new heating systems. 485 adaptations. Page 13. Keeping you safe. We carried out over 2,600 checks to make sure our homes are safe and sound. 77.1 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their home is safe. Image, gas hob. 1,233 gas safety tests. Image, light bulb. 201 electrical tests. Image, flame. 582 fire risk assessments. Image, clipboard with a tick. 17 asbestos checks. Image, a wheelbarrow. Our customer promise homes, how well are we doing? 0.1% of our homes do not meet the decent homes standard. 100% of gas safety checks were completed. 99% of fire safety checks were completed. 1.8% of investment in existing homes. 75% of homes with Energy Performance Certificate, EPC, rating of C or higher. 71.3 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their home is well maintained. 77.1 out of 100 were satisfied that their home is safe. Page 14. Tenant Annual Review 2023-24 Summary, continued. Neighborhood and Community Standard. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community neighborhood safe and well maintained. Our customer promise communities neighborhoods. How well are we doing? 7.4% of reinvestment in new properties and existing stock. 11.1 antisocial behavior cases per 1,000 homes. 59.9 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that Progress Housing Group, which RWP is part of, makes a positive contribution to neighborhoods. 73.7 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that communal areas are kept clean and well maintained. 61.3 out of 100 tenants were satisfied with the approach to handling antisocial behavior. Image, thumbs up. 59.9 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that we make a positive contribution to communities, neighborhoods. Image, smiling face and heart in speech bubble. 73.7 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that communal areas are kept clean and well maintained. Image. Woman and man wearing overalls are cutting a bush and watering plants. A man in a wheelchair is going up a ramp towards the front door of a house. A van with the RWP logo is parked next to the house. A man wearing overalls is fixing a fence. The transparency, influence and accountability standard. We promise to be always respectful and supportive and involve you in improving services. We value your thoughts and feedback. By listening to what our tenants have to say about our homes and services, we can do better and improve. This year, we received 382 complaints. 93 out of 100 of those were dealt within 5 working days. We also received 34 compliments about how happy you were with the work that we do. You can read more about our targets, trends, and performance on our website at residewithprogress.org.uk about us. If you have any questions, please get in touch. Our contact details are on page 16. Page 15. Involving tenants. Our customer voice group checks on how well we are providing our services. RWP is part of Progress Housing Group, and over the year, we organized 101 consultation events for all of our tenants, and 401 people attended. These included scrutiny events so that tenants could check on our work. For RWP tenants, we also organized a consultation event about our new tenant committee, where we spoke to tenants for their feedback. You said, "We did tenants were not satisfied with how long it takes to get through to us on the phone to report a repair." We handed out fridge magnets, which have a QR code so that support staff and tenants can report repairs easily online. Contact us if you would like one. You can report a repair here, www.residewithprogress.org.uk/support-providers-hub/report-a-repair. Image, two people sat at a table and talking. 101 tenant consultation events organized. Image, thumbs up and stars. 63.4 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their views are listened to and acted upon. Our customer promise culture, how well are we doing? 59.1 complaints per 1,000 homes. 78 out of 100 tenants agree that they were treated fairly and with respect. 63.4 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their views were listened and acted upon. 68.3 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that they were kept informed about things that matter to them. Page 16. Other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR 252LW. Opening hours. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone 0333320 2675. Website www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs. To report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress.org/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. Lilac News, separate insert. Autumn 2024. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Meetings with art. Getting creative in meetings. In May, tenants were invited to a meeting in Leeds to create artwork and chat about RWP's new tenant committee. Natalie, RWP's customer voice officer, leads these tenant meetings and uses art and creativity to make sure they are fun and to help tenants focus and relax. Image: tenant Sandra is making bunting. She is wearing an animal print jumper, glasses, and she is smiling. Creating artwork. Our tenant, Sandra, enjoys attending the meetings and taking part in the creative activities. I enjoy coming to the meetings because I like to hear about other people's properties and experiences because they are different to mine. I also like the activities that we do as well. It is nice to bring new people in and meet old friends too. I like to share my feedback, especially on the repairs service, says Sandra. Natalie explains how tenants can relax in the meetings and have fun. It is great to see our tenants enjoying themselves, meeting people and making friends. I think it is important to this group that we maintain a fun and creative environment. Moving away from a more traditional meeting format seems to help people to relax and feel more comfortable in giving feedback. This feedback helps us to improve the service we deliver to them. Feedback on tenant committee meetings. Tenants Sandra, Fiona, and John said that they enjoy art and having an activity while they are talking and listening in meetings. They also said that meetings should avoid using long words that are hard to understand, and that meetings could take place online, where tenants can be supported in the meeting by colleagues from RWP. Image: John, Fiona, Carlena, Carl, Alan, Sandra and Natalie are stood together and smiling. Image: a hand holding a pen. Learning Disability Awareness Week. To support Learning Disability Awareness Week, 17 to 21 June, Leeds Learning Disability People's Parliament hosted a council chambers takeover at Leeds Civic Hall. Leeds Learning Disability Community. The Leeds Learning Disability Community, including many RWP tenants, came together to speak up and be heard. Their participation will help to make real changes to their experience when accessing services such as healthcare and transport. Participants were invited to quiz the panelists on things they are worried about, like staying safe. The panel had representatives from Leeds City Council, the NHS, the police, West Yorkshire Combined Authority, First Bus and Forum Central. Issues raised at the council takeover. Key issues raised included transport accessibility, getting out at night, staying safe and personal support plans. Those taking part made some great suggestions to help improve services. A suggestion was made that counselors shadow people with a learning disability for a day to experience firsthand what their lives are really like. Counselor Salma Arif thought that was a brilliant suggestion and she promised to try and make it happen. Tenants join the Learning Disability Pride March. After the council chamber's takeover, a crowd gathered in Millennium Square to join the Learning Disability Pride March. The group marched proudly across the city with a sense of community and togetherness, towards the Being Social Information event at Leeds Kirkgate Market. Stallholders from a range of organisations came together, offering a wide range of information, activities, support, advocacy, and opportunities to the learning disability community in Leeds. Image: painting of clouds, rain, and sunshine on a brick wall. The event was brought to a dramatic close with a charming and colourful performance from Aspias Dramarama, who entertained the audience by making sure they left with a big smile on their faces. Image: Leanne and Tonia stood together and are smiling. Leanne is wearing a brown coat and pink jumper. Tony is wearing a blue and grey jacket and grey t-shirt. Image: people marching and walking along a street, holding banners with writing on in the air. End of your news, Autumn 2024.